Hey, gorgeous souls. Welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of sunshine and inspiration. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, here to help you level up, shine brighter, and basically rock this thing called life. Today, we're diving into a topic that's crucial for your well-being, your happiness, and frankly, your sanity. Setting healthy boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving, giving, giving without getting anything back? Like you're running on empty, always trying to please everyone but yourself. Yet, we've all been there. But listen up, because learning to set healthy boundaries is a game changer. It's not about being selfish or putting walls up, it's about protecting your energy, your time, and your emotional well-being. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let just anyone into your house, right? You choose who gets access to your space because you value your peace and safety. Boundaries are the same thing, they define what's acceptable and what's not in your life. Let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you get started on this boundary setting journey. First things first, understand that saying no is a complete superpower. You don't have to justify every decision you make. It's okay to decline requests that drain you or don't align with your priorities. Remember, your time and energy are precious resources, invest them wisely. Second, communicate your boundaries clearly and respectfully. Don't beat around the bush. Be direct and honest about what you need. Practice saying things like, I appreciate you asking, but I'm not able to take that on right now, or I need some time to myself tonight. Remember, clear communication prevents misunderstandings and sets expectations from the start. Third, don't be afraid to enforce your boundaries. If someone crosses a line, gently remind them of what you've established. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, it gets easier with practice. Remember, setting boundaries is about respecting yourself as much as it is about respecting others. Fourth, know that boundaries are not static, they evolve with you. As you grow and change, your needs will shift too. Regularly check in with yourself and make adjustments to your boundaries as necessary. Be flexible and open to adapting them when things don't feel right. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. And lastly, remember to be kind to yourself throughout the process. Setting boundaries can sometimes feel uncomfortable, especially if you're used to people-pleasing. But trust me, it's worth it. You deserve to have your needs met and to feel empowered in your relationships. Now, let's bring this home with a real-life example. Picture this. You've got a friend who constantly calls late at night, even when you've explicitly told them you need to wind down by a certain time. They might say things like, but I just needed to talk, or you're always so busy. You end up feeling drained or resentful, but you hesitate to set a firm boundary because you don't want to hurt their feelings. Sound familiar? This is where that superpower of saying no comes in. Next time your friend calls late at night, gently but firmly say something like, hey, I love talking to you, but I need to be asleep by time. Can we catch up tomorrow? See how powerful that is? You're protecting your sleep and your well-being while still showing them respect. So remember, setting healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about creating a life where you feel respected, valued, and empowered. It takes courage, practice, and consistency, but the rewards are worth it. Remember those 5 key takeaways? Let's recap. Say no like a boss, communicate clearly, enforce your boundaries respectfully, adapt as needed, and be kind to yourself throughout the process. Now go out there and start setting some healthy boundaries. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends and family. Spread the love and let's help each other create happier, healthier lives. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast app. It means the world to me. I'll catch you in the next episode, where we'll be diving into another powerful topic. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.